Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is Ronald.
Hello, everyone.
We are on the final issue of this Green Lantern story arc. Check out our previous covers. Check out our last five episodes. So, we pick up exactly where we left off with the Liquid Legion running all over Oa.
Liquid Legion running all over.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, sir.
I was going to try and think of some more L words, but didn't really come up too quick. And it's literally going, it's going to destroy everything.
Yeah.
And everything Green Lanterns are doing is not...
ineffective.
Yeah, they try to lift this up off of Oa itself, but then the one little remaining bits are burrowing. Words are...
yeah, hard.
Definitely hard. Burrowing into the ground, so they try to cut tendrils, well, more grow into it. Like, it's just, anything they do cannot stop Legion from... attaching itself to Oa.
And sucking the energy out of the planet, which is how it's getting bigger.
Which will then suck the energy out of the
lantern. Which means that they'll have no power to stop it.
And so the Guardians in their ever... well, I should say the Guardians. Marlon Brando over here in their ever-present brilliance. Tell me that doesn't look like, Jor-El.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what you're going for on that one.
They're like, all right, well... we need to, we need to stop Legion, but, I mean...
we have to preserve ourselves first, so exactly. Everybody withdraw. So we'll go find a new planet to park on and let this guy just completely destroy this one.
This planet's lost. We're done. And so they send the message to all the landers, like, all right, well, we're abandoning this planet. Let's go.
Except for Hal. Hal's like, guys, I heard you. I'm just not listening because I don't give a shit.
Well, and he basically spits Abinsurd's knowledge back to him. He's like, the corpse of the ultimate knowledge harnessed to the ultimate power. Like, that's what Abinsurd told me, and you guys are just abandoning this? No, screw that. The ultimate power is the power battery, the central battery. Fine, let's try something new. And he flies directly into the battery. And, like, not overpowers, but... perfect example is, for anybody who has seen, which is practically everybody, the Avengers movie, the first one, when Thor strikes Iron Man with lightning, and his power goes up to like 400%, literally what's happening here. He just got uber-powered to the point where Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, he makes like this green... tornado will, the green power is based on will. So it's this willpower of this tornado, and it's sucking Legion all up and off the planet. It even is able to tear the tendrils out of Oa itself.
And this whole time he's glowing like super bright green, like almost translucent green.
And he gets it into space. So... with all the other lanterns that are in space already, and with Legion not having basically any hold on
or anywhere
whatever, he's
disoriented.
Thank you.
And he has no power to draw from, and he has no traction. He's got no leverage, so they're able to just kind
of... yeah, the rest of the lanterns are in outer space, like basically put them in a bubble, and they take them back to the planet Tick-Tick.
Which is the dumbest thing they could ever do, if you think about it. They should have thrown him into, like, a sun or something, where it would have just completely destroyed him.
Yeah.
But
they're not murderers, that's the thing.
But they murdered his whole race.
The Green Lanterns didn't.
Okay.
The Guardians did.
Fair enough.
And that was only by proxy. Well, by proxy? Is that right?
Yeah.
Because they just cut them off from everything?
Yeah. They didn't tell them to keep, breeding and using all their resources.
True, but they also could have kept a better eye on them.
Yeah. No, come on. That's why you put things in the back of your mind so you can forget about them. Yeah.
Do it all the time. So while Green Lanterns are away, the Guardians go back to Hal, and they're like, all right, so...
Hal, who has passed out on the floor from using all the powers, we should point out.
You know, they wake him up, and he's like, so how did you merge with the Green Lantern? Like, the lair itself? How did you do that? And Hal's like, I don't know. I just flew into it. You needed an idea. He's like, did something new.
He's like, all I know right now is that I have a headache.
And it's basically just back and forth of the Guardians are trying to figure out who this new Lantern, this rookie Lantern is. And Hal just like, look, I got this power. I'm just using it to the best of my knowledge. Let me do it. Then we also get a page of the Lanterns taking the Legion back to the planet and Chick-chick-a. Leaving them.
We're calling it that from now on.
Chick-chick-a.
Chick-chick-a.
Okay. Good thing we're done with it for now.
Oh, yeah.
And they declare him to be the... they declare Hal to be the new Green Lantern of Sector 2814. Which is... Yep, that's ours. Which I do find pretty funny because, again, like I said earlier, when new Lanterns come, they have to train. You also now do not have your Lantern on your chest. You have to earn that. So once you finish training, then you get your Lantern. Hal had it the entire time, obviously. Yeah. This was pre all this new mythology.
Rules and regulations.
Yep. I also kind of find it funny that I think he only did 2 weeks of training and now he's a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Good job, Hal.
Well, they lost so many of them, they kind of had to...
I think that's what it basically came to. But yeah, so he is flying back to Earth and he's like, all right, you know what? This is good. I like this. This is awesome. But
I guess to go to prison.
Yeah, if I'm going to make this work, I have to get things right. So he goes back and he pleads guilty to the charge of a DUI or DWI. And I find out later on, because the Emerald Dawn 2 takes place while he's in jail. And you find out that he's in jail for 90 days. For 90 days.
He must have had a really good lawyer.
Look,
it was a lot more lenient back then.
It's the 90s. Maybe. I honestly don't know. Never been arrested.
Actually, it would have been the 80s.
Well, 89. This issue was released in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Like, the issue six was like May of... Not to be fair. It was written in the 80s, sure. Yeah, so he goes to jail, does his time, comes out. And Jack, his brother, picks him up with Dee. I think Dee's his girlfriend, wife. I can't remember exactly.
Is it just weird? Does Jack look a whole lot older in this one than he did in the first one?
Well, he... he definitely got gray hair now.
Yeah.
Compared to the dark hair he had...
In the first...
3.5 months prior at the funeral.
Yeah.
So, maybe seeing the Green Lantern image, like, totally fucked him up. I don't know.
Scared the life out of him.
Yeah, basically. So they go pick him up, pick Hal up from the correctional facility, and finds out that Carol wants him back working at the base, the air base, as a test pilot. Again, their top test pilot's dead, so they need a new top test pilot.
Gotta do what you gotta do with what you got left.
Look, it's fine. So he's out there testing a plane, and another malfunction happens, similar to what happened to his dad. And he's trying to take it down, trying to take it in.
And he's trying to use the ring to do it. And he tries to use the ring to do it.
Well, he does it for a hot second, and he's like, no, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it my way. And so he takes the ring off and like flicks it out of the window, which automatically, how? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, well, nobody ever said he was smart.
He's not. He's a fucking idiot. But he is able to land the plane, even though there's a shit ton of malfunctions, which is awesome, until he stops the plane, and then it blows up, which I don't know how he walks away, because he doesn't have the ring, and unless he hopped out immediately...
Maybe he pulled his chute, and it pulled him just enough out of the backdraft to...
I don't know, because the one guy is saying, still no shoe. What does he think he's doing just before he lands? Either way, he walks away, which, whatever. I don't think it should have happened that way.
Comic book logic.
Definitely comic book logic. Yeah, then he walks up to the ring that's perfectly sitting there on the ground. And he picks it up. And
hey, it doesn't seem to matter where we go. We always end up together, baby.
Yeah. Thank you, Lando. it wasn't a bad story. Like, it was quick. Obviously, yeah. We had an 8-minute episode. No, it wasn't. It was quick.
I don't like Hal as a character.
Hal is an asshole.
Is he that way throughout the whole, like?
It changes. He is an arrogant prick majority of the time.
Now, Hal is the one that ends up stopping being a Green Lantern, right?
So it varies. Hal, let's see here. I don't know. So in the comics, I know John Stewart becomes Green Lantern in the 70s.
Is that before or after the TV show?
So, okay. Majority of the people know John Stewart from the cartoon.
Yeah.
Which, excellent choice for that cartoon. John Stewart was a great choice for that. And I feel like John Stewart should be, in any live action going forward, John Stewart should be the Green Lantern we have. Everybody goes with Hal because he was the first Green Lantern of this core from Earth.
Gotcha.
I know the Green Lantern TV show that HBO Max is doing, we're getting Guy Gardner, we're getting Jessica Cruz, we're getting... we getting Jessica Cruz?
I don't know.
I feel like we're getting Guy, Jessica, Simon Baz, and Alan Scott. And maybe another one. Don't quote me on that. If you, all my buddies at the Geek Ultimate Alliance know, I'm terrible with information.
Oh, it's not those guys that are the only ones that know.
Yes. Oh,
now, what about Kyle Renner?
Maybe Kyle's the other one that was going to be in there. So, Kyle...
Kyle's the one that can hold all the rings, right?
He has.
Okay.
Yes. Kyle's a fun one because he comes in after Hal goes crazy and kills the Green Lantern Corps and most of the Guardians. And so he comes in down the road shortly after the death of Superman. And so Kyle was kind of my Green Lantern. Like, Hal has a story.
If you get 3 Lantern rings and Kyle Renner, you can win the game of Death Builder. So.
Dude, also if you get a Legion ring, because it just says rings.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because Joe used to pull that on me all the fucking time. I fucking hate them for that. And look, rules are rules. Hal, I read a couple of his, when I started reading comics, which was Death of Superman, because Hal has an issue in Return of the Superman, or Reign of the Superman, that ties into everything. So that's, I know him from that, but Kyle was really my Green Lantern. And then Hal was, at that time, he was Parallax, which is a whole different thing.
The dragon?
A villain. Hal became a villain. Because he's an asshole.
Alright.
That tracked, right? Which, I mean, I'll tell you now, you may remember in, 3 years when we get, 4 years when we get to the story, but because he flew through the lantern, the Parallax, who is the yellow
dragon thing, right?
Power ring entity, the fear entity, was being held in the Green Lantern power battery. It infected Hal, and that is why he turned crazy.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. With this new continuity, I don't know when. If they just, gloss over Hal being it all the time and then Guy and John are just also there as Green Lanterns, or if they do a passing of the torch kind of thing. Because no apparent reason, Earth Sector 2814 is the only sector that has more than two Green Lanterns. I think at one point they started getting two, like every other sector had two per sector. But just from Earth alone, there's six, the main six ones, which are Hal, John, Kyle, Guy, Jessica, and Simon. And then now we have another couple, Joe and, which I still have to read Far Sector to read her. Apparently she's a amazing Green Lantern. I need to read them. It's on DC Universe Infinite. I'll read that at some point in time. And then a new one, this Teen Lantern that was part of the Young Justice comic.
Teen Lantern.
Dude, like, I don't... It's a Bendis thing, and I got some issues with Bendis at DC. But Green Lantern, it's a great, great character. Like, you have literally the power of... And then, in the future, they lose their ability to... when Parallax leaves the Lantern battery... They have no weaknesses against yellow anymore. So they ultimately become... The only thing they can't do is kill things.
So the reason why they are weak to yellow is because
Parallax is part of the battery. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you don't find that out until, I think, like 2000s.
Good God.
Yeah.
That was an overlapping story arc right there.
But it was just the way it is. It just depends on the writer.
But I would say, do you think they actually planned on that when they first did
no,
this?
No. Not back in the 60s, no.
Him... Well, I meant this one right here where he flies through the lantern. Like, do you think they're planning on doing that from that part? Or do you think they decided to go back to it after that?
That one. I think the latter. I think they decided, hey, this is a good opportunity. Let's go with this. Because Parallax didn't get named, the entity didn't get named until mid-2000s. In the 90s, Hal, when you see him, he's got the gray sides.
Yeah.
And... They say it in the 2000s, like, oh, yeah, you were getting, the signs were there. You were aging because you had all the gray, like, the gray tips. You just didn't realize it. Because when he comes back in...
We just thought he was taking grooming tips from Reed Richards.
Maybe. Oh. But yeah, because when he comes back later on, and when he comes back to life after being dead, he's back to this. He's back to the just one solid colored hair. Hal Jordan isn't... I look forward to when we get to other characters of Green Lanterns, because as good as Hal is, I like a lot of the other ones better. But yeah, that's, like I said, the issues themselves, they weren't bad.
No, quick they read. Were really quick reads. Like, you could probably get through this whole book in one sitting.
One shitting? I mean, I think I did it in two, but I also was reading them just for bedtime too.
So. I read them at work while I was waiting on a tanker to get unloaded, so it was about 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quick enough read. I don't know. It's.
Yeah, go read
it.
Bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's on DC Infinite. So go check it out. So now we come to the end of the episode where I do all my
plugs
and everything. So go find us and follow us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. And then if you guys want to email us, that's at comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
Actually, it's just comicbookrundown.
Comicbookrundown. Whatever. You know what I mean.
But we know what you meant.
Send it to comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
There you go. Words are hard for us today. Dude, all day long.
All week. You can email. Wait, no, I already said that. Rate and review us on your podcast app of choice. If you do it on iTunes or Apple Podcast, I will look at it and read it on the show. If you do it on another app, send an email, take a snapshot, DM me, whatever. I will read it on the show. We haven't had a review in a while, so it's what it is.
T-shirts
over at Redbubble and TeePublic. Song was done by Joe from Wreck My Podcast and One Half of the Sex Turtles. Go check out that show. Although Jordan's been doing a lot of episodes with his wife lately. Just, I know it. They've been doing a lot of movie stuff, movie review episodes. I get it, they all live in three different states. It's hard to coordinate sometimes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's Joe and Craig are in California, Cam's in Tennessee, and Jordan's in Texas. So time-wise, it's hard to get the right times. Give a shout out to, I'll give a shout out to, Superhero Discussions. It's part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance.
Honestly, this is a one I don't think I've heard of. So.
Well, I mean, I've mentioned it before, I think. Well, yeah, it's part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance network. Travis over there, he is currently talking about the Batman animated series. He's going through each episode.
Oh, yeah, I do remember you talking about this one.
And if I am correct, the episodes that I was on, because I know I was on one a few weeks back. I should be on another one, I think a week or so back. We're talking about three episodes. I know the one has Bane in it. So I know Travis knows I like Bane. So he's going to get me on there for that one. Yeah, it's part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance Network. Go check that out along with all the other great shows that I'm on. Ranger Alliance and Marvel and DC Alliance.
This guy's got his fingers in all the puddings.
Which is probably why I'm fucking tired.
Amen to that.
So that was bad. I mean, Clay's got like 7 shows.
I don't know how you... Nope.
And he goes to school, so... And work.
I have a lot to do with just this one show and then, you know, normal life stuff, so...
Yeah, I got this and then... I mean, I don't... Clay is the host of Ranger Alliance. All I do is watch the show and... I'm basically you for that one.
Nice! Isn't it a great feeling?
It can be. but then also, you know, I've been hopping in on Katie, part of Slice of Film. We've been with new shows finally coming out where she's talking about them, and I've been hopping in on those. Like, I hopped in on the Godzilla vs. Kong and the Mortal Kombat, and I think I'm planning on hopping in on, by this time it should already be out, the Army of the Dead one, which is on Netflix. So yeah, go rewind, go check that one out.
Which one's that?
Army of the Dead?
No, no, I mean, what show is that on?
Slice of Film.
Slice of Film.
Part of the, if you follow Geek Ultimate Alliance, if you follow that podcast, okay, it's all on one network.
Gotcha.
At the moment, and I could be wrong, but this episode is also coming out after the 1 year anniversary, which I'll be on that, so go check that out.
Shameless.
Why not?
Exactly.
It's already been my show.
I will plug everything and anything that I like.
It's already been a couple weeks since that one's been out. So,
well, there you go.
Just from the time of when we're doing all this.
We talk about lots of things in the future as if they were the past and not the present.
I'm trying to.
It's fun. It's like time travel. We know things before they happen, after they happened.
Before they happened?
Maybe. Before they happened.
Anyway.
Wait. We know things after they happened, before they happened, after they happened.
Right. But I know Travis had made mention, and this doesn't come about, if he doesn't mention this on the 5 year or the 1 year, I'll cut it out. But he said he's trying to get each show their own network, like their own feed.
Oh, nice. So,
because I know, like, I've got the network on my podcast, and I download everything, but I don't listen to everything.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, because that's a lot to listen to.
Yeah, but we get paid by download, so.
Oh, nice. So
I download everything.
Yeah, and that's the Geek Ultimate Alliance,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Maybe I'll just start downloading the shit and listening to it. I mean, it's also getting paid for it anyway.
Yeah, it's also why I download ours. Like, I mean, I download it. Doesn't mean I have to, but I don't listen to it. But I download it.
Yeah, we listen to our own podcast because we like to hear the sounds of our own.
I'm still probably
going to
cut this part out, just in case. But okay, so I think that's everything.
I hope so. We covered a lot.
Yeah.
At least half of this is us talking about things that aren't the Green Lantern. I know I'm right.
Oh shit, yeah. It really is. Whoopsie.
And that's a wrap.
Why couldn't we have this on like the last episode? Jesus.
Well, because it wouldn't have made any sense.
It wouldn't have. It wasn't the end. But,
but this is
the end. Have a good one, guys.